Hi, today we're going to deep dive into the age-old question, is it better to rent or buy a home here in Surrey, BC? Let's start with renting. Renting a home in Surrey offers flexibility. You're not tied down and can move whenever your lease is up. It's a great option if you're not ready to settle down or if you like changing your surroundings every few years. Plus, you don't have to worry about maintenance costs and property taxes.
However, renting can be expensive in the long run. The money you pay each month to your landlord is money you'll never see again. And with rental rates on the rise, this could add up to a significant amount over time. Plus, you don't build equity when you rent.
Renting can offer several advantages over buying in British Columbia, depending on individual circumstances and preferences. Here are some potential positives of renting over buying in BC.
You're correct, Rick. So, flexibility. Renting provides greater flexibility compared to home ownership. Tenants have the freedom to move more easily, whether for job opportunities, lifestyle changes, or other personal reasons. Renting allows individuals to avoid the long-term commitment and financial obligations associated with home owning. Lower upfront cost. Renting typically requires lower upfront costs compared to buying a home. While home ownership involves a substantial down payment, closing costs, and ongoing expenses like property taxes, insurance, and maintenance, renting often requires only a security deposit and possibly the first month's rent. Maintenance and repairs, a big one. One of the advantages of renting is that the tenants are not responsible for most maintenance and repair costs. Landlords are generally responsible for maintaining the property and addressing any issues that arises, reducing the financial and time commitments required of tenants compared to home ownership. Moreover, avoiding market fluctuations. Renters are not directly exposed to fluctuations in real estate market. Homeowners may experience changes in property values, mortgage interest rates, and property taxes, which can impact their financial stability. Renting allows individuals to avoid these markets, risks, and uncertainties.
Also, access to amenities. Rental properties often provide access to amenities such as swimming pools, fitness centers, concierge services, and maintenance staff that may be included in the rent or available for a nominal fee. These amenities can enhance the quality of life for renters without the added expense and responsibility of ownership. Location flexibility. Renting allows individuals to live in desirable neighborhoods or urban centers where home ownership may be prohibitively expensive. Renters can choose locations based on proximity to work, schools, transportation, and other amenities without being constrained by the cost of purchasing property in those areas. No property taxes. Unlike homeowners, renters are not responsible for paying property taxes. Property taxes can be a significant expense for homeowners and may increase over time, whereas renters do not have to budget for this expense. Lower financial risk. Renting can offer lower financial risk compared to homeownership, especially in uncertain economic times or in regions with volatile real estate markets. Renters do not bear the risk of property depreciation or the potential for mortgage default in the event of financial hardship.
Overall, renting can be a viable and advantageous housing option for individuals who prioritize flexibility, lower upfront costs, minimal maintenance responsibilities, and freedom from market fluctuations.
On the other hand, buying a home is an investment. Yes, the upfront costs are much higher, but every mortgage payment brings you one step closer to owning your own home outright. You're building equity with each payment, and over time, you could see a return on your investment as a property values increase.
But buying a home also comes with its own cost. There are mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, and maintenance costs to consider. And unlike renting, you can't just pack up and move and leave. If you get a new job in a different city, you may have to sell your home, which could take time and money. Being a landlord in British Columbia comes with its own sets of risks and responsibilities, as well as potential rewards. Here are some key things to consider regarding the risks of being a landlord in BC.
For example, regulations and laws. BC has some strict regulations and laws governing landlord-tenant relationships. Landlords must adhere to these laws regarding rental agreements, rent increases, maintenance responsibilities, eviction procedures, and more. Failure to comply with these regulations can result in legal disputes, fines, or penalties. Tenant issues. Dealing with difficult or problematic tenants can be a major risk for landlords. This includes issues such as non-payment of rent, property damage, illegal activities on the premises, or lease violations. Resolving these issues can be time-consuming, costly, and sometimes require legal action. Property damage. There's always a risk of property damage caused by tenants, natural disasters, or accidents. Landlords may need to invest in their insurance coverage to protect their property. property against such risks. However, insurance may not cover all types of damage, and deductibles or coverage limit could still result in financial losses. Vacancy and cash flow. Vacancies can lead to the financial losses for landlords, especially if the rental property is the primary source of income. In a competitive rental market, landlords may struggle to find suitable tenants, leading to longer vacancy periods. This can impact cash flow and the ability to cover mortgage payments, property taxes, and maintenance costs.
Well, also, market conditions. Economic factors and changes in the housing market can affect rental demand, property value, and rental rates. Landlords may face challenges in adjusting rental rates to remain competitive while still generating sufficient income to cover expenses. Maintenance and repairs. Landlords are responsible for maintaining rental properties in a safe and habitable condition. This includes regular maintenance and timely repairs. Neglecting maintenance can lead to tenant complaints, legal issues, and decreased property value. Financial risks. Investing in rental properties involves financial risks, including property depreciation, fluctuating interest rates, and unexpected expenses. Landlords may also face financial challenges if they are unable to secure tenants or if the rental income is insufficient to cover expenses. Now, to mitigate these risks, landlords in BC should familiarize themselves with local laws and regulations, conduct through tenant screening, maintaining adequate insurance coverage, keeping up with property maintenance, and have financial reserves to handle unexpected expenses or vacancies. Additionally, seeking professional advice from a real estate expert, property managers, or legal professionals can help landlords navigate the complexities of property ownership and rental management in BC.
Sorry to cut you off there, Jeff, but if any of you are planning on making the move to Surrey, BC, or anywhere in the Fraser Valley or Metro Vancouver area, don't forget to give us a call. The number will be in the description. We absolutely love getting reach outs from all of you, so please make sure to call, text, or email us if you're planning on making the move out here or around the area. You can also get yourself a free JC Holmes hoodie like the one I'm wearing right now in this video. All you have to do is drop a comment in the comment section of any one of our videos after subscribing to our channel and write the words "I have subscribed" in the comment section, and I will send you out a free, absolutely free JC Holmes hoodie. There's also a number of you out there who have did everything correctly. You subscribed, you've commented, you did not send us your information, so there's no way we can get that free hoodie out to you, okay? So please make sure to provide us your information by email, would be the best. There's also a phone number there, and we can get that free JC Holmes hoodie to you, as well as we can schedule a pickup time for you in our Fleetwood office here if you're located in the Lower Mainland area. Now back into the video there, Jeff. Let's start with market trends.
The Surrey real estate market has seen significant growth over the past few years. So buying a home now could be a good investment as home values continue to rise. But remember, the real estate market can also be unpredictable, and there's always a risk involved when buying a home.
Lifestyle considerations. Beyond the financial considerations, there are lifestyle factors to consider. Do you value stability and the freedom to customize your space? Then buying might be the right choice for you. But if you value flexibility and being free from maintenance, then renting could be a better fit.
In conclusion, the decision to rent or buy a home in Surrey, BC is a personal one. It depends on your financial situation, your long-term plans, and your lifestyle preferences. It's always a good idea to speak with a financial advisor or a real estate professional like myself before making a decision. They can actually provide you with your personalized advice based on your situation.
Thanks, Jeff, and that wraps up this episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more real estate content just like this. Drop your comments below and make sure to check us out on most audio streaming platforms as well as joining our TikTok channel, the BC Real Estate Podcast, if you're into videos that are much shorter but still very much informative. Don't forget to also check out our video about how to evict a tenant in Surrey, BC as well, which relates to this video. And thanks so much for tuning in, everyone, and we will see you on the next episode.